From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Bangladesh declares 2 days of mourning following a terrorist attack in Dhaka that left 20 people dead. Bangladeshi authorities have deployed heavy security throughout the capital following the 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20, mostly foreign civilians, at an upscale restaurant. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least 2 Bangladeshi police officers were also killed. The White House and the U.S. State Department have confirmed the death of an American citizen whose identity has not been released. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said in a statement the United States condemns the attack in the strongest terms. He called it a despicable act of terrorism and said the United States stands with Bangladesh and the international community to confront terrorism wherever it occurs. In a televised address to the nation on Saturday, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said that her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi confirmed Saturday that Italians were among the victims, but would not give details or numbers until the families had been notified. Authorities in Japan confirmed the death of 7 Japanese nationals. The new Taliban chief has called for the United States to end what he called its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country from what he called the claw of the infidel occupation. Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada made the remarks in connection with the annual Eid festival, which marks the end of the month of Ramadan. This is VOA.